And some other states implementing laws today. Well, Hawaii becomes the first state to raise the legal smoking age to 21. Tennessee launches a first-in-the-country statewide registry of animal abusers. And Oregon, previously one of two states that did not have self-service gas stations, the other is New Jersey, now says pump away, but only after 6 p.m. in some sparsely populated parts of the state. We'll link you to our previous reporting on this fascinating issue to hear why. But let's turn now to the flooding in Missouri and southern Illinois, where 2016 begins with waterlogged towns trying to regroup. Floods on the Mississippi, Missouri, and Merrimack rivers have killed more than 20 people and have damaged hundreds of homes and businesses. Kelsey Landis is a reporter for the Alton Telegraph in Alton, Illinois. And Kelsey, I want to wish you a Happy New Year, but is it? Are people there even celebrating?
Happy New Year. Yes, there's plenty of reason to celebrate, especially in our downtown district, because thanks to a massive effort by city employees, county employees, and a host of volunteers, the downtown is dry, and so bars and restaurants there largely remained open over the new year.
Well, you say volunteers. What did people do to dry the streets? What did volunteers do?
Well, basically what happened was we started getting lots of rain over the weekend, and people started to realize that this was going to be a problem. City and public workers responded very quickly, starting to fill hundreds and thousands of sandbags, but they realized that it wasn't going to be enough. And so the Alton Police Department and the mayor's office put out a call for volunteers, and the volunteers responded very quickly, and that was good because the flood came on so quickly we didn't quite have a chance to plan for it. And so they came from high school groups to motorcycle clubs to college kids on break. They just came downtown to help fill sandbags, place them along a 1,000-foot barrier that they basically were able to erect in about 48 hours to protect the downtown, and it held, it worked, and now there's a giant pool of flood water downtown that's
being held back
by this barrier.
Yeah.
It is. It's contained. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's terrific. And by the way, people may forget that Illinois is right there across Missouri. So place Alton on the map for us, because I think Illinois hasn't gotten as much coverage of its flooding.
Right, right. Well, and of course, flooding affected the entire region. And Alton is about 25 miles north of St. Louis on the Illinois side of the Mississippi River. And it's an old steel and manufacturing town. And most of the city is up on a hill, except for this downtown area and some industrial areas that are basically flush against the river. So they're the most threatened by flooding.
Yeah. So. Well, and you had the downtown barricaded against. But how else did people fare there?
Well, that's the unfortunate side of things, because the downtown area and the ability to keep it mostly dry was one success story. But for that one success story, there are countless others of municipalities in the Alton area and more low-lying areas that were not so lucky and didn't have the volunteerism and the protection that downtown Alton had. And even if they did have volunteerism, they wouldn't be able to protect it. And so we have countless homes that have been damaged. I heard from one single mother yesterday who had just bought a new home with a finished basement. She has children, and she's on a limited income, a fixed income, and her entire basement was flooded. It ruined the new fixtures and her furnace, and she's left wondering, you know, how am I going to fix this?
Yeah.
So that's the story that we're hearing on the other side of things.
Well, Kelsey, yesterday we spoke to the mayor of Eureka, Missouri, who's right there on the Merrimack, and he talked about how in 82, when there was the huge flooding there, there were homes that they had to buy back. They had to tell people you can't live here, and they turned them, you know, into parkland. And they think they may have to do this again. What about there where you are in Illinois, in Alton?
Well, one thing that we're seeing here, and people here are used to flooding. Up in Grafton, which is north of Alton, it's not uncommon to see homes on stilts. And like people are used to it. But as far as people being pushed out, I haven't heard of that. happening. I haven't heard of any planning, but one thing that people are talking about is bad flood management. And we've built new levees all along here in the Alton area along the river. And unfortunately, that means that water doesn't flood into the floodplains, and instead it goes downriver and might affect other low-lying areas further down.
Ongoing conversation about flood management in the Mississippi in general. Well, Kelsey Landis, again with the Alton Telegraph there in Alton, Illinois, just north of St. Louis, we wish you and the people there a very happy new year. It may take a couple days to get there, but our good thoughts to you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.